The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So once said maybe Drew's timing could have been a little better, but he isn't saying anything inherently racist or demeaning. All he said was he didn't like the vehicle that was being used for protests. I think that's all fair, right? We need to all just chill a little bit because there's enough stuff going on in the world that we don't really need to be going after Drew Brees just because we disagree with him, and I do, but it doesn't make him a bad person. It makes him a guy who maybe this wasn't the perfect timing to be commenting on this. That's all. Timmy Jernigan not joining the Texans after all.
Yeah, I saw that. Nobody said why. Supposedly he was cleared by a doctor, even though they agreed to the deal a while ago, and he was cleared by a doctor, according to Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle. So if you agree to a deal, he's cleared by a doctor. What was the holdup?
I don't know. Unless he just decided. I mean, he never signed it, I guess. But it's just weird because I thought, okay, that's a rotation piece that they can use in the middle. He's not anything special, but he doesn't suck. He can play at the NFL level.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Aaron will read it. Makes him feel important. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at the underscore Jermaine, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975, and now Exo Holly joins us. You can also text the show, and you can watch us on Twitch, and you probably want to watch on Twitch, because Holly's here, and we wanted to catch up with our old buddy, and she's done a few shows when Jermaine's been around, and they have good chemistry and work well together, so what the hell? We'll catch up with Holly. She hadn't been on in a while.
I missed you guys. How's life going?
You know, the Rona. Right. Where do you come down on masks, by the way?
So I have a mask, but I have a few sports ones, but I really, to be honest with you guys, you're probably going to hate me, but I only wear them when I have to, and that is at the nail salon when they make me, and when I get my hair done, and they make me. Other than that...
So you're off doing that kind of stuff.
Hey, but I'm being safe. Like, I'm not, like, all on you in the grocery store or anything like that. I'm not, like, if I was coughing or something, I wouldn't go in, but, yeah. Sorry. I'm one of those.
Well, it's all right. That's all right. As I slowly creep as far away from you as possible.
Exactly. I've already, like,
oh, y'all are both
distanced.
Well, I know Fred's a mask wearer. You wear it, too?
Hell yeah.
All the time?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Grocery store, mask on. I went to Home Depot, mask on. Sometimes I'll forget to put it on, and then I'll see somebody wearing one. Oh, crap, my mask. And I reach in my pocket, put on my mask.
Oh, I do. Well, I do wear it at work when we have to. Our doors are locked in our office, but when we do have the few occasions where we have to talk to outside people, I do wear it with contractors. But
see, like, I go in people's homes every day, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6
times
a day.
Are they in there, though?
Yes.
Oh, I meet with them. Y'all really moved far away from me.
Well, wait a minute. We're just gonna like bypass the whole racist comment of are people in their house when you go in there?
You heard it, didn't you? I mean, we already
know
we're protesting stuff.
I didn't know if you're a contractor.
You come on the show with a black guy, and it's like
we're gonna march on Texas City now because of
exactly. Holly. Yeah. Black guy automatically goes in people's homes. He must be breaking and doing wrong.
No,
stuff.
Like our contractors go into vacant units. So I don't know. Jeez.
Look, the whole dating show thing. You shrink in the pool, okay? You can't be making racist comments on air. We have to get that show off the ground at some point. So you can't shrink the pool by making racist comments.
I am really waiting for that dating show because I keep having the worst luck ever. So I'm ready when you guys are.
Probably because you're accusing black guys of breaking in people's houses.
Yeah, there's a nice chunk that you've just alienated. Boom. Congratulations.
Gone. Oh, my gosh. So real.
Yeah. But... See, I could see why you wouldn't wear a mask because you handsomes don't want to wear masks. I get it. Me, I want to wear a mask. I want to cover up this face. And then maybe somebody looks and says, hey, you know what? He might be attractive underneath there. And then I get him drunk and it's too late.
I can't breathe in it. Aww. I'm not going to lie. I was like, when I'm getting my nails done, it really bothers me because I have to sit there for like an hour and I'm just like.
Oh, my God. When I'm getting my nails done, it bothers me to have my mask on.
My mask.
Oh, what's a black nails. Man doing breaking into houses?
Oh, my God.
Freaking criminal.
Look, I've already lost like 200 followers this week. Let's not start any bad rumors, okay? Like, let's not.
We didn't start that. Rumor.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we started the rumor for contracting purposes.
Yeah, we just, you know.
Oh my God!
Let's squeeze in a call real quick, Davey. What's up?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, a long time listener. You guys' show. I love your point of views. I think it's it's sort of an injustice how people label you and AJ as like some sort of wacky liberals, but really you guys are very bipartisan. And I want to preface this conversation with, first of all, I had no idea Holly was racist.
Oh my gosh, and I'll just start the worst rumor ever. Stop.
No, guys, hey, I honestly lost my job on the project that I was at. I was building an LNG plant with a very reputable company, and the coronavirus put me on a layoff, and the government stimulus has been taking care of my family. My wife is back to work now. She's a hairstylist, but I actually took the time while I was off and took advantage of it to go ahead and get my CCO, which is a certified crane operator's license, so that I can make a little bit more money and be a better provider for my family. And I'm going to be honest with you, those masks make me feel absolutely claustrophobic. But when I was in the testing facility, they said, hey, you have to wear a mask. And, you know, you have to weigh out what's more important here, you know, whether the science proves or disproves one way or the other, whether they work. When someone asks you, hey, put on a mask, and it makes other people around you feel more comfortable, why not just do it? I had to wear that mask the entire time I was testing, and I was in there for 2 hours. I had to wear it until I left the facility. I just, and I'm sort of like a constitutional anarchist, so if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
But I had to wear a mask, and if I didn't wear that mask, not only was it going to make people around me very uncomfortable, whether the science has proven one way or the other, but it was a choice I had to make for me to better my life. And I have no problems whatsoever. I don't think that wearing a mask is a government overreach.
Yeah, let me jump in, David, because you got two really good points that I wanted to highlight here. First off, the fact that you went back and got a certification while this was going on, and it's something that I talked about a month ago on this show. Is, you know what, if it sucks that you're out of work, but maybe it's a good time to find something else to learn about while you have time. And you did good on you. I'm glad you did that. I think more people, if you're in a bad spot right now, then learn another skill, something that might be there in a month or so. Go do the IT thing, whatever. I think it's a good opportunity for people that if your job is going to be in jeopardy because of the Rona, to learn something else. So good on you for that. And you finally gave me a reason why people might not. I mean, nobody's given me a good reason for not wearing a mask other than it's just my freedom, which, okay, I get it. But if you're legitimately claustrophobic with the thing on, I mean, that's legitimate. I get that. Because some people, that it's stressful enough living in this world the way it is right now, with the Rona everywhere, with the media hammering us with how bad the Rona is, and now we've got protests and we've got people being killed, and you know, and if you're already stressed out over all this and you're naturally claustrophobic and the mask makes you feel that way and it makes you more stressful, hey man, I get it. Now, not everybody will. Just and good for you for actually doing that.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. Like, if people feel more comfortable, I don't have a problem putting one on. I'm just not going to, like, out of my own be like, oh, okay. Like, but if everybody feels uncomfortable, I'll definitely put one on. I don't have an issue with that. I'm just not, like.
I just think anytime we're in big groups.
Yeah.
And if we're going to get back to sports, which, guess what? I'm good with putting people back in the stands. Just wear masks.
Same.
If you agree to that, I'm in. Now, I don't really have any sports that I want to go see right now because you killed my Roughnecks, and it'll be UH football, but I want to go to UH football games, and if I do, and they say, hey, when you're at your seat, wear your mask unless you're having a beer, but just put it back on after. I'll do that. That's not that – it's just not that intrusive.
To be honest, a lot of fans need masks on anyway at a sporting event because we're really not trying to hear their mouths, but that's just a little
I've
bit of
– No, rather than wear muzzles in that case instead of a mask. Just saying.
Why don't you just call me out?
Okay, Philly fans, y'all need to wear muzzles. There, I said it. Happy now?
Oh, good old Saints fans versus Philly in here.
Yeah, well, you're both one-hit wonders. I mean, it's just whose one hit was better. That's what your argument should be. You both have one Super Bowl. Woo! Good on you.
Ours was better. Hands down.
I had like a third string, like Walmart overnight shift employees that won my Super Bowl. So I think mine's better. Thanks.
No, you had a pro
in your favor. You did beat the Patriots.
Yeah. 41-33. Remember that. Forever.
Exactly. You had to outscore them. We outsmarted the Indianapolis Colts.
We put the most points on the Patriots that have ever been put up in a Super Bowl. So I'm just very proud about
Congratulations.
Okay. Well, I'm
that
just saying.
That means your defense sucks. I'm just...
Whatever.
You see what I did, Aaron? I just threw that ball in the threw that bone full of meat between these two dogs.
I'll just say, if any more wheeze come across this airwaves, I'm turning their mics off and turning them down.
I'm sorry. I gotta pod myself.
Wheeze are not a thing when you're sitting behind a microphone.
She said it, so
unless
I went back.
City of Philadelphia.
Unless you cash a paycheck with the owner's name on it of that franchise, there is no wheeze.
Ooh, you don't know what Jeff Lurie's giving me.
Let's get that rumor started.
So, one segment, we've learned Holly's hooked up with Jeffrey Lurie, and we've learned that she doesn't think black men should be allowed in your house.
Oh my gosh, she's somewhat racist. True. This was a contractor
also
conversation.
Also learned that Jermaine drinks beer like he's drinking out of a champagne bottle in a club.
He does. He looks like the guy's sitting there with just this wad of cash.
Like he just won a championship.
Yeah. Yeah. How many years ago was it? I forget.
Long.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. That's what she said. I like that you're broke. You're broken like me.
Maybe that makes me a fool. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. He'll be back tomorrow. So, Jermaine and Holly doing this hour. Jermaine's been here the first 2 hours. And if you kids don't behave, Jason Braddock's sitting right out there waiting to do late hits. I will turf you both and bring him back in here because we had a good show yesterday. Despite some things. Yeah, he does a great job. So stick around. Listen to Jason at 7. Sean asked, does the news have a dictionary of stupid words they use every year? Like the word this year is amid. I've seen that a lot. Yeah. The other one is the novel coronavirus. Some idiot at the New York Times decided that's what you're going to call it because it's the new coronavirus. Why don't you just call it the new coronavirus? How about just the Rona? I think we've all agreed on the Rona.
I thought we were supposed to be like smart and say COVID. It sounds more like sophisticated.
COVID. Well, you've got to do it in an English accent.
I've seen so many memes about, like, it says, this person says COVID-19. Well, this person says coronavirus.
The dog with the glasses where he looks all sophisticated.
Oh,
he's like,
yes.
COVID. There's
another one where there's like Joe Dirt with the mullet and everything. This guy says coronavirus, and it's this other guy that's in like a tuxedo with a smoking jacket and all of that, and he says COVID-19.
Well, COVID-19 reminds me of aliens. Like, I feel like that's like an alien thing. Like, they would give us that name. They'd be like, here's your COVID-19.
So you're saying the aliens did this?
I don't think the aliens really want anything to do with us anymore, and I'm a little sad about it, to be honest.
Well, there's sightings like all the time now, and as a matter of fact, I wanted to get to this. By the way, before we do that, did you see this story that CNN didn't mention David Dorn, the St. Louis police captain who was killed by looters.
Yeah, I did see that.
Come on.
He was trying to help protect somebody's shop.
And he suffered a gunshot wound, died on the sidewalk. And they didn't mention him by name on air from the time the news broke.
He came out of retirement to try to help.
Yeah. So, shame on you, CNN. All right, I have a story for you.
Shame.
You know what? Let's make this the gem of the day since we didn't actually do the gem of the day because we got talking. These things happen. It's the Zad Eye Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zad Eye Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, I promised you aliens. I've long been on Team Alien. I want to meet a hot alien chick. You know, one of those things that Captain Kirk used to bang. That's what I want. And I'm out of here. If that happens, hey, I love you guys. I'm out of here. I'll fly off to Alpha Centauri or wherever the hell they are as long as I have hot alien chicks. Okay? That's Blue, you know, really either of the sisters from Guardians, definitely down with. Don't look at me like that, space boy.
I get Gamora.
Yeah, well,
but
who would
the other one?
You know, little robot-y. There's some positives to that.
But the problem is that hand is so strong, she goes to start getting you worked up, and it might rip off.
You know, there's the risk-reward. Risk-reward.
You have fun with that risk.
I would risk it, sir. But I don't know about the anal probing. I'm not a big fan of that. But, you know, whatever. We do what we must. Apparently, there was a story about aliens monitoring to see how we're handling the virus, which they may or may not have unleashed on us. They also reportedly were watching the SpaceX launch. And remember, we had the story last week about how there's an underwater lair near Greece. So they're either under the sea. We don't know. They've also had nearby bases located on Mars, the moon. And remember last week's story, the ancient alien city on the planet Mercury, where this guy was taking pictures of rocks and making them look like an ancient. Okay, well, whatever. Well, Scott Waring, who we've mentioned before, has spent the past several days analyzing photos from NASA's Apollo 15 mission, which was the fourth American space mission to land on the moon. Do not text me, you non-moon believers, okay? Because now you're not only going to try to tear down the fact that we were on the moon, you're going to ruin these aliens. Apparently, he described what he discovered as 100% proof of NASA taking images of alien structures on Earth's moon.
Remember how earlier in the show we talked about how come only white people get abducted and how come only white people see aliens? How come only white people dedicate this much time to trying to find aliens as well?
I want them to find me. I'm not trying to find them. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to get out of here. I was one for Halloween.
Yeah,
I'm
listen,
obsessed.
Holly, I get the aliens first. I was here first. I get to hang with them. You find your own. All right? I don't know where mine are going to come from. I'm hoping from this moon base on this moon base that they have, which, by the way, it's a bunch of rocks. And every one of them kind of look like a big circle. It's like the same picture. So this guy is just out there trying to find whatever. But yes, if you're out there, aliens, and you would be listening, aliens would listen to this show. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
I get to party with you guys first. I have been Team Alien from the beginning. I'm an official ancient astronaut theorist. Self-proclaimed, as Glenn Davis would say.
Professor.
I've earned that right. I did the same thing that the guy with the hair did. I made up a fake magazine, and now I'm an ancient astronaut theorist. So let's party, guys. We got a great beer here. I know some guys who make some fantastic whiskey.
Well, I feel like they're going to leave us alone. They're going to go over here for Jermaine because he doesn't believe. So
aliens don't abduct black people.
No, we
I'm good.
Yeah, we figured that out.
We figured that out.
Aliens are extremely racist.
They super racist.
Yeah, I mean it's white people only.
Exactly.
That's it. So anyway,
I'm good. I'm gonna just sit back and have my drink and watch y'all fly off with the aliens.
Gonna be so jealous that we're leaving here.
This is the whitest thing I've seen in my life.
Wait, okay, so I have a question that's really quick on space. Okay, so we just launched again something, whatever, somebody into space or something. What is the point? And I might sound really stupid saying this, But what is the point? Like, waste, like, dumb, isn't that our tax dollars that, like, send them up there for what? Like, what are we getting from up there? Like, a few pictures?
Erin, do you want to go off on her or should I?
Look, I don't know. I'm asking you. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to figure out why I keep sending us up here because apparently we walked on the moon a while back. Like, what do we know? What have we gotten?
There's a space station up there that costs billions and trillions of dollars that you kind of need to keep up with, and you need humans to be aboard.
To watch for aliens?
No, to do other hundreds and hundreds of experiments. Like, can you actually grow food in an environment that's not the Earth's atmosphere? And now you can.
Why? Are we going somewhere?
Well, the destination is eventually Mars.
I don't know.
This is the point. This is
so weird.
Well, first off, before you get on our tax dollars, this is a joint thing between the government and a private company called SpaceX, formed by Elon Musk, who Elon Musk is so rich that he's eccentric, right? You're not crazy. Like, see, I'm crazy. He's eccentric. I want to be eccentric one day. It's another story. But before you get on the tax dollar thing, he's the one spending a huge chunk of money to improve the space program to the point where we can eventually not just get back to the moon, but set up a colony there, get to Mars, set up a colony there, and continue to expand the space program so that maybe in your lifetime, certainly not mine, then we can fly to other galaxies and other places. This is a huge step. And it's the first time that they've combined to do this with the government and NASA. And this is the first manned space mission out of the United States since, what, 2011?
Yep, 9 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to make it long enough for them to, like, figure out what's going on over there. I mean, that just sounds far-fetched, but I think it's, like, really, really far out there. Like, a long time. Like, I think, like, the Earth is just going to crumble and fall apart before that happens.
Based on what, though?
I mean, like, how long do you think the Earth is really going to survive? Like, long enough for them to figure stuff up out there?
The Earth has been around for billions of years
yeah,
already.
Yeah, but we're, like, that's another we're reason like why they have.
Now, wait a minute. It's 6,000 years old. There, like, were no dinosaurs. That's what God said.
Like, well, you think the population, like, we're really going to, like, live for, like, as long as this for them to figure out how to establish life on the moon? You think, like, people will still be around?
Yeah.
They're that far along with it? I mean, I don't watch anything with NASA.
To quote the great Lord Jeff Goldblum, life finds a way.
All right. Well, boom. I'll just take my chances with the
alien.
Okay,
here's my beef with your question. You don't watch any of this stuff, but you think it's going to crumble.
No, I want to be abducted by aliens. I don't necessarily think that, like, we're going to actually film make a colony on Mars or on the moon, whatever you said. I don't think that's – I don't believe in any – like, NASA, I don't know what they're doing. I don't care enough to.
Because that's why you need the space station, so they can go up there and figure stuff out.
But how far are we getting along with this is what I'm saying. Like, what
are
we doing?
Well, this was a huge step forward towards the long-term goal.
So how long are they
going to
be up there on this mission?
These guys are, what, it's like 3 months? Something like that?
No, they'll come home shorter.
Okay.
They're just up there temporarily. But it's usually, like, if you're up there and you – the normal shift, I think, is 6 months. For every astronaut that went up on the Russian rockets.
And part of this, too, is they want to see how long people can be in space before it starts affecting them. Because if you are going to do a mission to Mars, you're going to have to be in that craft for a long-ass time. And then when you get there, you're going to be there for a long-ass time. So all these things that they're studying, and it to me, it's important because it's not just... I mean, we've already bleeped our own world up. I mean, let's face it, there's green ice now in Antarctica because it's warming up so much. So we better figure out some other places where we might have to live someday. And I'm all in on this, man, because I'm a space freak to begin with. And I'm also into alien chicks. So if we can make that work, then I'm all good with it. If that's what makes the aliens come visit us, dude, I'm in.
I just want to paint my face with those cool alien little... I want, like, little blue stuff on my face, and I want to wear the cute costumes and stuff, and... That's what I'm really
here
for.
See, that's all. You can do that without aliens.
No, I want to be like a part of it.
I want aliens to be like Paul. You ever see the movie Paul?
I don't watch movies.
With Seth Rogen is he basically plays E.T. It's funny as hell. That's what I want to do. He smokes weed. He drinks. That is the alien I want to party with. Now, preferably female version, you know, with some kind of, you know, some kind of reproductive organ that would match with the male, you know, just that would be ideal. If not, okay.
So you think the alien chick would be able to reproduce with you?
I'd kind of hope so. Listen, I'm too old to have kids. I'd love to have a little alien baby.
What if you're human, though? What if they don't want to have intercourse with humans?
Oh, they'll want me because, listen, I'm very special as a human. I have a liver that cannot be destroyed. I'm telling you, I survive everything. I'm like the cockroach of humanity. You don't want, you want to tell me aliens don't want some of that? They'd be all over this, man. And plus, they'd be looking at me. And unlike you human chicks, like, that's not very interesting. Big fat guy. Now, the aliens would be like, dude, check that guy out. He's really tall. Yeah.
He kind of looks like us.
Yeah, exactly. And his hair is glorious. Somebody says, definitely not going to Zeta Reticuli B. That's where the grays are from. Yeah, I'm not really down with those grays. And I'm kind of, you know, if I'm going to party with an alien, that's not really the one that I want to party with. But, you know, listen, can't be a beggar. I mean, can't be a chooser, right?
What if that alien life form impregnates the male instead of you impregnating
them? Yeah, well, then we're not doing it. We're just not having that. Sorry. I'll party with them. I'll drink with them. But you don't have to have sex with them. And I'm sure that, okay, so maybe one of the males then. I don't care. It's just aliens, man. I'm down. Let's do it. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You serve a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got bored now. Always going for it, never pump. Fourth down, last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown. Hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, he's by.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Pat in the 409 says, Fred, talking about banging hot alien girls when you forgot your wife's birthday, a little classless. What the hell do you expect from me? Did I ever pretend to be classy?
If you're expecting class from Fred Fowler...
Are we really expecting class from anybody right now on this whole panel?
I don't know. You just spit saying. The break going on.
I'm
about
drinking
eyelashes.
My Falcon 9 straight out the bottle with my pinky out. Damn it! I'm very classy.
I don't pretend to be classy. I never have.
Look.
Yeah, there he goes. Yeah, that's not very classy. It's pretty
pinky up. Pinky up.
Yeah, and this knucklehead was talking about eyelashes on the break. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you sitting in the room with two dudes talking about, I found these lashes and they weren't better than the cheaper ones that I normally buy.
I'm sorry. I guess I thought of AJ for a minute and I just had to share my experience. I'm sorry.
Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, you can call.
I should have brought the $30 box and like left them right there in AJ's seat.
$30.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, man. And everybody's asking about your black eye. You want to tell them?
Oh, my God.
You want to tell them the story here about how domestic violence? Yep, let's hear it.
Probably because she called some black dude a killer.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No.
Murderous thief.
So no, you can't come in. You can't come into my place.
I truly hate y'all. Actually, it's way better. The whole side of my face was swollen and bruised for like, it's been what, going on 2 weeks now? No. Well, I went to the river to float the river, like I always do, and we went over one of the rapids, and I guess I hit it wrong. And when I flipped my tube, when I went underwater, I slammed my face on a rock. So, and then I cut up my arm on another rock, which, by the way, my best friend, Jamal, he went with me, and we were going home, and we stopped at the Buc-ee's, and he was like, nah, you gotta sit in the car before you go to the bathroom. He said, I'm not walking in with you. I'm just letting you know.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, yeah.
Everybody who doesn't know Jamal is black. If Jamal walks in with Holly, who already thinks black guys do terrible things, and she's got her face all busted up, what do y'all think is going to happen to poor Jamal?
Especially in a Buc-ee's.
Thank you.
They have clean bathrooms.
The middle of Texas. Place.
Okay. Look, I'm just saying. I was like, don't worry about it, Jamal. I'll just tell him what happened. I fell on a rock. And he was like, yeah that's a big no.
That's what they all say. I walked into a door.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Man.
Next thing you know, Jamal's getting profiled, pulled over, and shot and killed because of Holly.
What? Listen, look, I just want y'all to know.
Because you can't sit on a damn tube and do it right.
People asked me too. They were like, were you drunk? Because they know me. And I was like, actually, no, this was like the first like 20 minutes in. I hadn't even finished my first beer. So it was really, really upsetting for me because the rest of the whole like 2.5 more hours on the river, I had a headache and was like seeing little speckles. So it was nice. Lovely time though.
Might have had a concussion.
I probably did, but it's all right.
You should have went into concussion protocol.
Yeah. How many fingers?
Yeah. This is not the first time. I also had to get stitches in my eye from a door hitting me. So let's talk concussions.
Make you racist.
Oh, now I
do. Oh.
Man, Aaron, you may be on to something. I think we need a Venn diagram of people and their race relations before and after concussions. We need to study that. That needs to be a new thing with the whole NFL, the concussions. Yeah.
I like it.
Definitely needs to be studied.
Can you please quit taking out the anger from your quarterback onto me? I didn't do this. So
look,
stop trying to
bring that up and bring that into this. Stop trying to deflect your racism onto Drew Brees and his idiocy.
I'm so sick of all y'all ganging up on me in here, okay?
You started it.
Over it. I was telling my story about the black eye.
Exactly. The black eye from the black guy. That's what we're going to call it.
I couldn't tell if she said black guy or black eyes. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Who knows? She's so racist. It could be either or both.
I hate it here.
Aren't you glad you came in?
Love it.
Oh, boy. 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. And mostly positive reviews of you, even with the eye, though. So there's that.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Yeah,
the people missed you. That's all.
Aww.
But, God, I just realized something. We only got one segment left after this.
Really?
This kind of went by fast.
Oh, yeah, we sure do.
And there's 8% left on your computer.
We might make it.
I told y'all I was going to make it.
Which I don't need 8% because we get to the last one. I actually have the deaths are printed out. So I don't need the 8%. So yeah, you guys get to do deaths today.
Nice.
Oh, so, it's my favorite.
Is it? Is it really? Yeah, basically, you know, we mention someone and then make fun of their death. It's that simple. It's easy to do.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Let me see. There's some good
I'm
ones.
I'm probably not even going to know half of these people. You know, I'm not like, I don't know anything about like much when it comes to like, when it comes to like stuff like movies and y'all like, usually do movies.
Don't
and
look
stuff.
At my deaths. You're supposed to react to them in
yeah,
naturally.
But I guarantee, you know, how many of them are going to be actors and porn stars. So when you say it, I'm going
to
be like
two porn stars and you have to guess how they died. That's part of the deal.
Well, I know that part, but I'm not going to know who they are.
Doesn't matter. Nobody
all
does.
Right.
All the ones that I know are still alive. Then there's some animals you might have heard of.
Okay.
And yeah, the best death. So you'll have heard of all of them. Maybe.
I don't know.
Although I got another beef. He left out somebody in the best deaths that should be there just because he's not human. You know, we talk a lot about aliens, but I think there's some animals that deserve a little bit more love than this. That's all. All right. Well, are you back to doing? I mean, obviously you're going to nail salons and stuff like that. But in general, are you back to going out and stuff?
I actually just went out to a bar for the first time on Friday. No, Saturday. I don't know. I don't even know what day it is. But yeah, I went out to a bar one time so far. But I don't know. I'm still being cautious, kind of. So.
Yeah, I'm thinking about taking the kids to go and get something to eat or something this weekend just to have them actually get out of the house and not go and pick up food or go through a drive-thru.
If you're not sharing drinks, and I think that when they came out with COVID, it's a thing that nobody knows about really. So I think that it's not, I know it's real and exists, but I think that they kind of blew it out of proportion because they didn't know all the facts in the beginning. So I don't think that it's as contagious as they originally thought. So I feel like when you're out somewhere, if you just stay your distance, you're not all up on people, you're not like sharing your drinks or anything like that, and of course if you have to cough or something, don't try not to do it around people, you know, just take precautions.
Well, the one thing that I hold hope to is that they said that it's not as contagious on surfaces as it could have been previously thought. So yeah. There's a lot of times where we're freaking out about touching stuff behind other people and it's not as contagious, but doesn't mean that it's not contagious, it's just not as contagious as previously thought. So I'm still pretty cautious.
Yeah, I'm all with you guys on the cautious. It just gets to a point where, like, I want to live again. And it gets, like, with everything going on, it's kind of depressing out here. And people don't understand, like, COVID really did put people into depression and stuff. Like, you want to go out and see people and be around people and Like, when are we done with it, you know? Who knows how long it's going to last, so you kind of have to live.
Yeah, I've kind of gone the other way. I mean, I still go out now, but I if I don't go out for 2 weeks again, I'll be fine. I'm totally cool with not doing anything, but I've been out like 3 or 4 times since we reopened things, and it's like I enjoy it, but I don't have to do it.
Well, you know what a really cool part was, though? I hadn't been out like drinking in so long because I've been so like stuck in the house not doing anything that I got like super, super drunk off of like $15. Like I was wasted at the Flow Bar and it took like no time. It was like 2 shots, done. It was a wrap.
There you go.
Benefits you know, of being skinny.
You know, she probably ran her credit card bills up a lot during this because a lot of people did. Well, guess what? We can help with Lightstream. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream and save thousands in interest. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. It's lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is over 19% APR. And depending on how much you have on those cards, you could save hundreds, maybe thousands, right? The rate's fixed. It never goes up over the life of the loan. There are no fees. The application's quick and easy and 100% online. You can even get your money in your bank account as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. Apply today, you'll get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Oh, oh, another one, another one.
It's just us against the world in the life of sin. Ain't nobody gonna take us out of our ways, us never them. It's just us against the world when the smoke.
This is The Blitz on ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. One last segment to go. And by the way, another reason Jason Braddock's better than you guys, he brought me a gift when he co-hosted. So did Jerry Bo. He brought me stuff.
I brought you a gift. Me.
She pulled a Tyrion on you. I am the gift.
Yeah.
I
drink and I know things. That's all.
I texted you yesterday about, I said, hey, if you bring in the beer, I'll bring in something else to go with it. And you never text me back. So I didn't know if I should or if I shouldn't.
You always bring something. I brought you the damn beer.
I didn't know.
All right, listen, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday.
Besides, we would have been too bad. We would have been like over with.
Maybe speak for yourself. I'm a professional.
I have a black eye, so go ahead.
Yeah, that's the last time you drank. So.
Racist.
All right. 2014, Maya Angelou. Have you heard of her? Author, poet, and actress?
Yes.
Okay, see? This is how we're going to do it. Has Holly heard of him? I don't think I've read a damn thing she ever did. I just know who she is. 2010, Dennis Hopper.
No.
Wait, Dennis Hopper died?
He's been dead since 2010.
Bro, I swear I didn't know.
All right, what movie is this from? Heineken, bleep that bleep. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh.
You suck. Bo Diddley in 2008. Bo don't know diddly. Yeah,
good, great guitarist.
Let's look at sports figures. How about Curly Lambeau? Certainly you've heard of him. 1965.
Yes.
Okay. 2005, George Mikan.
Okay.
2020, Pat Dye.
Oh, yeah, he just died like a few days ago or whatever.
Pat did die.
What an awful year to die in, too.
Wes Unseld also died this week. June 2nd, actually, yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Deacon Jones, former Hall of Fame defensive end, dead in 2013.
They outlawed the head slap as a pass rush move because of Deacon Jones.
There you go. 1868, James Buchanan, the 15th U.S. president. He ranks in the top 50 of U.S. presidents. Dead at the age of 77.
That's so mean.
Okay. How about 1843? Noah Webster, who came up with?
The dictionary.
Yes. Dead at the age of 84. Woo! 84 in 1843?
That's a damn good run.
That's a hell of a run. That's like 120 in real years. All right. Here we go. May 30th, 2019. Frank Lucas, dead at the age of 88.
Nice number.
The guy from American
most
Gangster.
Famous snitch.
Oh, Henry Hill, more famous as a snitch.
Think so. Well, I'm just saying in pop culture.
Yeah. 1927, Lizzie Borden, dead at the age of 66. Murdered her parents with an axe and then got acquitted.
Okay.
What? Yeah, that's my plan, frankly. If I'm going to get away with it. 2016, this should have been in best deaths, Aaron. Let's all bow our heads. Harambe.
Hey, man.
Killed by the Cincinnati zoo worker.
Because of a stupid-ass kid and stupid-ass parents.
The kid should have been the one to go, not Harambe. Harambe, we miss you.
That's still a sensitive subject for me.
You remember Spuds McKenzie? It's a little before your time, Holly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dead in 93.
What is...
Not in 93?
Yeah, he died in 93.
Okay, I thought you were going to say at 93. I was going to say, that's no, an old-ass dog.
God, if dogs start living at 93, my goodness. Just for my racehorse fans, 1999, Mr. Prospector died of colic at the age of 29, one of the great sires. Here's your best deaths, which should have included Harambe.
Exactly.
1998, Phil Hartman.
Yeah, that was...
Murdered by his wife in his sleep at the age of 49 and...
You hate to see it.
You guys stop looking at me when I'm talking about a guy getting murdered in his sleep by his wife.
Wasn't his wife Canadian, too?
Well, geez, they both were. Don't go seeing that. Whoa. 2010, Gary Coleman. He had a different stroke at the age of 42.
See?
No? No? What? All right.
That's worse than the pet die joke.
Oh, I'm not done. Don't worry. 1431, Joan of Arc. Executed and burned at the stake at the age of 19. 1912, Wilbur Wright, dead at the age of 45, crashed and burned. 1968, what? Helen Keller.
Don't do it. Come on.
I just was going to say she didn't see it coming or hear it coming.
I'm done, man.
I knew it.
Hey, I'm not about to go to hell for y'all. Y'all better stop.
Oh, my God.
Richard Dawson, 2012, game show host. Esophageal cancer at 79. That sucks.
Damn.
But death kissed him that day. And Muhammad Ali, dead at 74 in 2016. So, not joking about him. All right, two porn stars. You guys get to guess how they died. 2011, 26-year-old Chrissy Moon, C-R-I-S-S-Y, died from?
Overdose.
She choked on something.
I'm going to give you both points because it says cause of death unknown. So, you're both right. Here's the tiebreaker. June 2nd, 1996, Renee Bond dies from?
Overdose.
Car accident.
I'm going to give...
Was she overdosing while...
No, I'm going to give Jermaine the point because it's closer, but it's still wrong. Cirrhosis of the liver. Who dies of cirrhosis of the liver?
Yeah.
In this day and age? Just saying.
Technically, that is an overdose because she drank way too much alcohol, which caused her liver to stop.
I mean, this day and age, that was 24 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but...
Dude, exactly.
They've got so much liver stuff now to keep your liver strong.
Now, but not 24
years
ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, never mind. I'm going full Helen Keller for the rest of the show. All right. Great job, Aaron. Jermaine, appreciate you filling in. Did a great job. And Holly, always fun. Thanks for stopping by and doing an hour with us.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to get you back in front of the people. AJ will be back tomorrow, and I'm sure he's got a lot he's going to want to catch up on. Been a few things happen since he's been gone.
A little bit.
And I'm sure he will... He'll weigh in all that. We'll find out what happened as he was floating down the river.
Hopefully he didn't get a black eye. I'm just saying.
Or a black guy. Either one.
Or blame it on a black guy.
Yeah. And we got my man Patrick. Patrick Creighton is so loud that even when he was outside grumbling, I could hear him. He wasn't even talking. He was just... Murr, murr, and it's coming through the door. Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock, terrific team with late hits coming up next. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
I'm going back down.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!